Hey everyone, it's Tuesday here, aka Jack Hatter, and in this episode I'm going to be breaking down my top 5 conspiracy theories of pop culture. And to start off, I'm going to be reading them 1 to 5, not 5 to 1 like most people who do a top thing does. I'm going to read them just down the list. I'm going to start off with Avril Lavigne killed herself in 2003. Now, I'm sure we've all heard this theory a million times, thanks to Shane Dawson and so many other people, but I figured that I should put it in my list. So, this theory begins a few years prior when she hired a lookalike named Melissa Vandella to confuse the paparazzi. This is what most hardcore Avril Rangers think when Lavigne sunk into depression in 2003 and killed herself. Her label just couldn't bear the cash loss, so they replaced Lavigne with Vandella, who now is known as the new Avril. Now, I personally don't believe that any of that is true. Now, the look-alike people, celebrities do get looks-alike all the time, but I deep down don't think Avril killed herself. The changes to her face, her facial features and stuff like that, could have just simply been from aging. She could have had some surgeries done. You never know. And if she had surgeries done, that's her business and nobody should care. That's my opinion on that. If you get work done to your appearance, you should do it for yourself. And if you have a good reason. Anyway, moving on to number 2. The Eminem we know is not real. There are many forms of this theory. Some say that the real Slim Shady died of an overdose or a car crash, perhaps after gaining an invite to join the Illuminati. There is no evidence to back any of that up, but he is known to have suffered through several years of pill addiction and did overdose in 2007. The Eminem that we see today is cloned. They say the case is made by photos of his constant changing face. But it could just be from aging, weight gain, weight loss, addiction, all this other stuff that can change how you look. So deep down, like, I'm not saying I believe these theories, but some of them are so, like, whoa, man, that they just kind of, like, smack you in the face and really get you thinking. Like, I'm just going to give y'all guys a quick little, a sneak peek. The last two really got me thinking, and it's going to change the way I watch those movies in the future. So here we go. Number 3 is on Marilyn Monroe. A dear friend of mine actually Don't you guys hate it when you just get stuttered? Requested that I talk about the theory on her being murdered and not committing suicide. So here we go. Marilyn Monroe was found dead in her home on August 5th in 1962. And they say that she died of a pill overdose. But why would that be the case if there was no trace of pills found in her stomach? Jack Clemens, the first officer to arrive on the scene, said that her body looked as if it was staged. And the police was called hours after she was originally found. And to have taken so many pills, there was not a trace, not a single trace of an empty glass of water anywhere. There was no empty glass of water. So, she could have committed suicide. She could have tried to suck them down dry. You never know. But There has been a lot of talk on who killed Marilyn Monroe. Some believe that she was killed by the CIA as to punish JFK for the Bay of Pigs. Again, she could have been murdered. She could have committed suicide. You never know. You never know these things. Like, you will never truly know unless you were there, you know what I mean? And most of us nowadays, or most of the people I know, including me, was nowhere near alive back in the 1962. Okay, the last two are on Disney movies. The first one, number four, is on the movie Up. Carl, the old man in the movie, was dead all along. Up was a sweet movie tugging at our hearts more than most, due to its opening scene titled Married to Life. We got to see Carl and Ellie's life together from the beginning. It's easy to see why Mr. Fredrickson became a grumpy, alone man later in the movie. But that all changes after Russell comes along. But there is a theory that Carl is actually dead the whole time. The trip to Paradise Falls is his move to the afterlife, and going with him is Russell, a young angel trying to earn his wings. You know, the wilderness explorer badges? Yeah. And Charles Muntz is a fallen angel, hell-bent on dragging Carl to the underworld with his hellhounds. You know, Charles, the guy who did the gigantic blimp, he was Carl and Ellie's, like, idol. Yeah, that guy. Okay, number five. I don't have much on this one, but I was thinking, like, it got me thinking as well, so did the Up one, is that Peter Pan is the angel of death. And when you think about it, it's kind of, but anyway. Have you ever wondered why the Lost Boys never grew up? Maybe it's because they are already dead. And Neverland is some sort of form of the afterlife. And Captain Hook is somewhat like the devil. That's all I have on that one. But these are my top five conspiracy theories of pop culture. I would love to do more conspiracy episodes because I like them. They're interesting to me. I don't believe all of them, but some are pretty questionable. So, anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll catch y'all in the next one. Bye!